Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Some of the police officers in the U.S. city of Baltimore indicted Friday. The arrest and death of African-American Freddie Gray have posted bail. The six face criminal charges that range from second-degree murder to involuntary manslaughter, second-degree assault, misconduct in office, and false imprisonment. State's attorney Marilyn Mosby said Friday that Freddie Gray suffered a severe and critical neck injury while being transported in a police van.
Following transport from Baker Street, Mr. Gray suffered a severe and critical neck injury as a result of being handcuffed, shackled by his feet, and unrestrained inside of the BPD wagon.
At the White House, President Obama said he will do everything possible to see that justice is done in the case.
What I think the people of Baltimore want more than anything else is the truth.
Friday's announcement of charges comes amid a widespread outcry over Gray's death. Latest instance of alleged police violence against African-American males that sparked protest and calls for justice across the country. An emergency United Nations Security Council meeting ended Friday with the 15 members not able to agree on an immediate statement about the crisis in Yemen and whether to have humanitarian pauses. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia said Friday that it had killed dozens of Yemeni Shiite rebels who were carrying out a large-scale cross-border attack on the kingdom. Fighting among various Yemeni groups as well as the airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition has helped create a humanitarian crisis in what has already been identified as the Arab world's poorest country. This is VOA News. Rescue workers continue to comb through the devastation caused by the earthquake in Nepal, where the death toll climbed past 6,200 on Friday, a number expected to increase as rescue teams from around the world uncover bodies in the rubble from that April 25th disaster. United Nations says more than 8 million people were affected by the earthquake and at least 2 million have been displaced. UN Humanitarian Affairs Chief Valerie Amos visited devastated areas in Nepal on Friday, part of her three-day visit to assess relief operations. And as Lisa Schlein reports now, efforts are stepping up to reach remote areas that need food as well as water, shelter, medical care, and other life-saving essentials.
The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies reports it is increasingly focusing its humanitarian operations on these outlying areas. The organization says its large network of volunteers is carrying out assessments of needs. Red Cross disaster and crisis specialist Christine South says volunteers are providing first aid and distributing goods such as tarpaulins, oral rehydration salts, and aquataps. The United Nations recently launched an interagency appeal for $415 million to provide life-saving assistance for millions of survivors of this devastating quake over the next 3 months. To date, it has received $53 million. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkish police fired tear gas and water cannon at hundreds of stone-throwing May Day protesters on Friday after they defied a ban and tried to march on Istanbul's Taksim Square. Europe's busiest city under a security lockdown as thousands of police man barricades, closed streets, and all to stop demonstrations at Taksim, a traditional rallying ground for leftists that saw weeks of unrest in 2013. Istanbul police said nearly 140 people had been detained, although activists say the number is double that. Critics say that President Tayyip Erdogan and the government have become more authoritarian in the build-up to the June elections. Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza has warned of tough measures against those who organized and took part in street protest against his decision to seek a third term in office. Protesters marching on the capital Bujumbura say that Mr. Nkurunziza standing for a third term violates the constitutional two-term limit. President's supporters dispute that, saying his first term does not count as he was picked by lawmakers, not voted in. And U.S. stocks bounced back sharply on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.03%. S&P 500 gained 1.09%. The Nasdaq added 1.29%. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Russ Davis, and welcome to a very special edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1 as we take you to Indianapolis, Indiana, in the center of the United States of America for the premier competition for jazz pianists in the world, the American Pianist Association Cole Porter Jazz Fellowship Competition. On the 27th and 28th of March, I had the honor of attending the American Pianist Association Cole Porter Fellowship Competition and Awards Ceremony for 2015. And five young pianists between the age of 18 and 30 competed for the $100,000 prize and a chance to record for one of the major jazz labels, Mack Avenue Records. Those five young men, Christian Sands, Sullivan Fortner, Emmett Cohen, Zach Lapidus, and Chris Bowers, performed solo in a trio setting, backing up the award-winning vocalist Diane Reeves, and with the big band, the Indianapolis group, the Buscelli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra, at the beautiful Hilbert Circle Theater in downtown Indianapolis. Two nights of brilliant music, and I'm going to give you those live performances on this edition of Jazz America. Two of the young men, Emmett Cohen and Zach Lapidus, had also competed in the 2011 Cole Porter Fellowship Competition. I'm going to give you their music first, as we head to, in the first night of the competition, the famous jazz club in Indianapolis, the Jazz Kitchen, to listen first to the music of Mr. Zach Lapidus. I'll let him introduce the song he'll play for us to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
First set, I've been kind of revisiting some of my favorite things that inspired me over the course of learning to become a player and the player I am, and I'm going to close with a tribute to one of my very favorite players, a giant, Ornette Coleman, and this is a tune called When Will the Blues Leave? Thank you.
We're going to continue on with this next young man who's just fabulous. Please welcome to the stage Mr. Emmett Cohen. We're going to do the Johnny Mercer Hoagy Carmichael classic, Skylark. Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Can you tell me where my love could be? Is there a meadow in the midst where someone's waiting to be kissed? Oh, Skylark, have you seen a valley green? Spring, where my heart can go a journey. Over the shadows and the rain to a blossomed covered lane. And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as the will of a wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Oh, Skylark. I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see him anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Skylark.
Kermit Cohen, ladies and gentlemen.
I hope you're listening closely at the artistry of these young pianists. That is Emmett Cohen, as you heard, and it was Diane Reeves who was singing along with him and the other four finalists at the gala final night in the beautiful Hilbert Circle Theater for the 2015 American Pianists Association Cole Porter Jazz Fellowship Competition and Awards Presentation. What a gala concert it was. And Diane Reeves just did a masterful job with these young men. Now, there were some esteemed pianists who were there to judge the competition. Among them, the modern master of the jazz standard, Bill Charlap, who joins us now for some conversation before we hear more of this award-winning music. Here we are in Indianapolis, Indiana. What a place to meet up with Bill Charlap. He's got a smile on his face. He's been able to play a lot of piano in the last couple of days and some very interesting pianos. We'll get into that. First off, thanks for joining me. Good to see you.
Great to be here with you, Russ.
And great to be here for this wonderful event, the American Pianists Association Cole Porter Fellowship Competition, for which you've been asked to be part of the jury to decide which one of these five talented young piano players gets the fellowship award. It's a tough, tough call.
There's more than one right answer. And all of the pianists have something to say, something unique about them, and are worth celebrating. And they'll all go on to have great careers, regardless of who is the winner.
Yeah, somebody said, Diane Reeves, I think, who's performing with the gentleman in the competition tonight, she said they're all winners, so it's just a matter of which one happens to get the award. And it is a wonderful award, and it's great, and it says a lot about the current state of improvised music, of people who choose piano as their instrument, and jazz in general, for its future, in my humble opinion. Some thoughts about that.
I agree with you. You're hearing a lot of points of view, a lot of different takes on the history of the music, a lot of perspectives on how to go about improvising, linearly, harmonically, rhythmically, relation to the history, pushing the history forward, looking back and embracing the history, sitting within it. All of those things are there, and it's very enlightening and encouraging to hear the voices of these young artists.
Stay busy, stay happy, stay motivated, stay productive, and keep playing, because we really enjoy what you create. Bill Charlap, thanks for joining us, and best of luck in making a decision on who's going to win this Cole Porter Fellowship here in Indianapolis, the APA. Great to see you.
Thank you very much.
Not only was Bill Charlap and three other famous pianists you'll meet later on here on Jazz America there to judge the finals, but Diane Reeves, as you heard, singing with the artists, and the MC for the event, the esteemed bassist Christian McBride, who introduces the next artist here on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Our next finalist, he's going to come out and play the Billy Strayhorn composition, Upper Manhattan Medical Group, more commonly known as UMMG. Please welcome Mr. Chris Bowers.
Thank you.
Lots of jazz classics were performed in the two nights of the American Pianist Association Cole Porter Jazz Fellowship Awards Competition, among them the Billy Strayhorn classic UMMG, performed by Chris Bowers, one of the five young men competing for this wonderful, wonderful prize. We'll hear more of their performances in just a bit, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. Not only do I get lots of email messages, but occasionally someone will track me down on Facebook just looking for Russ Davis. I also post on my Facebook page all of the special events that are happening in relation to VOA's Jazz America. And one of those listeners, Bill Lyons from Highlands Ranch, Colorado in the United States of America, listens to VOA's Jazz America, and he wrote to me via Facebook, "Hi Russ, huge fan of your VOA shows, very authoritative, tasteful, and masterful." Well, thank you, Bill. It's good to have some American listeners as well as listeners all around the world listening online to Jazz America. Now let's hear more of the 2015 American Pianist Association Cole Porter Jazz Fellowship Awards presentation as the artists performed in competition with one another, though they really did seem like a group of brothers, including a young man named Christian Sands, who's worked with Christian McBride as his pianist in his band. Here's Christian McBride to introduce the next song here on VOA's Jazz America.
How about it for Mr. Christian Sands playing Cherokee?
Young Mr. Christian Sands, who's worked as pianist in Christian McBride's band recently, Cherokee, performed live at the beautiful Hilbert Circle Theater in downtown Indianapolis. Now, we've heard from four of the five young men competing for the Cole Porter Jazz Fellowship from the American Pianist Association. We've heard from Christian Sands, Emmett Cohen, Zach Lapidus, and Chris Bowers. And now it's time to hear from the eventual winner. From New Orleans, Louisiana, here's Sullivan Fortner, joined by Diane Reeves.
I'm happy to be here to be able to perform with these young musicians who are just, they let me know that jazz music is in the most capable hands. I'd like to start out by inviting a wonderful young man to the stage, Mr. Sullivan Fortner. We're going to start off with a Cole Porter composition, Just One of Those Things. One of those bells that sometimes ring, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit before the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that this love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye and farewell. Here's hoping that we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. One of those things, it was just one of those things. One of those fabulous flings, one of those bells that sometimes ring, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, ooh, one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit before the end of it, well, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that this love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye and farewell. Here's hoping that we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, ooh, baby, but it was just one of those things.
One of those things.
One of those fabulous flings, one of those bells that sometimes ring, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it before the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that this love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye and farewell. Here's meeting you, here's seeing you, here's hoping to be with you again. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. It was so good while it lasted. Oh, the things we did and how we did and what we did and when we did and for how long that we did it. I know. Hope to see you once again. Every now and then I'll need a shot. Hey, baby, it was just one of those. Oh, this was just too short. Things. Sullivan Fortner, ladies and gentlemen. I have to tell you, I have the best seat in the house.
Mr. Sullivan Fortner, with a very good choice for a song to perform for the American Pianist Association's Cole Porter Jazz Fellowship Awards Competition, a Cole Porter classic, Just One of Those Things, in a duo with Diane Reeves. We'll hear more of the live performances from the American Pianist Association competition. In fact, we'll head back to the Jazz Kitchen to hear some wonderful trio work from one of the participants after we talk to one of the jury of judges, the great pianist Amina Figueroa, here on VOA's Jazz America. It is my great pleasure, always my pleasure, to see Amina Figueroa, and we are visiting a place we've not visited in before, Indianapolis, Indiana, as Amina is here as one of the judges for the American Pianist Association Cole Porter Fellowship Competition. Five young pianists will be competing. And Amina, first, good to see you, and this is quite an event.
Absolutely. I'm very excited about it, and it's great to see you, too.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing to judge another pianist. Give me some thoughts when they first ask you, would you be a judge for this competition? What thoughts popped into your head?
It's not an easy job at all, because I've done it before for the smaller competitions. And, you know, it's not just about being objective and looking at who is better. You have to understand that everybody who competes, whether it's piano competition, whether it's an ensemble competition, whoever competes is under a lot of pressure. Mm. And it's not only your quality as a pianist or a musician. It's also, you need another quality, basically quality of a fighter that can stand there, can play there without, you know, all these effects on you, all this. Because it's so different than playing concert, you know. You have to be really very confident and try to, because I've done competitions myself many years ago, and it's not an easy job. So you have to also consider that and understand all the pressure pianists go through at the same time you can't, you know, you still have to be very objective. So there are lots of things you have to listen to, look to, and also not forget all these factors. And you do know that sometimes some people perform under the pressure not as good as they would perform on a regular concert. And another way around, there are some people that perform under pressure amazing, and then they will be, you know, maybe less on the concert. So you have to try to look into soul of the musician, which is very hard. I was very excited because it's a great honor to be a part of this jury, to be together with those incredible pianists as Bill Charlotte, Billy Childs, Ed Simon. I'm very happy, and I'm looking forward, but it's not an easy job.
Certainly wasn't an easy job for the judges to decide on the eventual winner. Each one of these artists, just fantastic. Not only were they choosing great standards to play, but also, in the case of what you're about to hear, their own original music, too. Here's one of the participants, Zach Lapidus, from the Jazz Kitchen performance on the 27th of March, with one of his own compositions on Jazz America from VOA 1. Zach Lapidus, his composition You'll Be Sorry, dedicated to Herbie Nichols. More of these rare live performances from Indianapolis coming up next hour. Stay tuned.